And let's go from airplanes to cars. U.S. auto sales in August were down nearly 16% compared to the same month last year. But industry executives see some hope here because August sales were not as bad as June and July. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports.
It's been a terrible year for the auto industry in the U.S. Ford, GM, and Chrysler have seen sales declines in the double digits, and it's been getting worse as the year's gone on. But some industry executives think they may have seen a turning point. At GM, even though sales were down 20% in August compared to a year ago, they were up 30% compared to July. Mark LaNave is head of marketing at GM. He says the company's encouraged that the worst might be over.
At some point, gang, the market bottom. Nobody knows when the hell it is, me especially. I like to think that it was June and July, and we're starting to crawl our way out of this thing.
But GM's improvement in August might have more to do with sales incentives than with an improving economy. GM offered its employee discount to nearly all of its customers during the month. Aaron Bragman is an analyst with Global Insight. He says all car makers have been increasing incentives this year to try to improve sales, and that's not a good thing.
It cuts into profits, it cuts into revenues as well. So it's a difficult situation, but it's pretty much what they have to do.
And Bragman says even with higher sales incentives, he doesn't expect a recovery for the industry until well into next year. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.